once again, we have seen the most unwelcome, very depressing statement. Huge blow to Strabane at another public service. The courthouse is due to close. We're not shocked by the decision. To be honest, it just felt like the minister and his department were kicking the can down the road for a number of years. The decision, in my view, has been reached long before now. It's a great pity. There was a very strong lobby by the people of Strabane, by politicians from other parties and my own, people from the legal profession and the general public in relation to this. There's such a strong sense of feeling, not only in terms of the removal of another public service, but also to ensure that we have access to local justice, and that also that we do what we can to ensure that that provision remains at the heart of Strabane Town Centre as a main town.
There are also implications here, you believe, for OMA, because this is going to put new pressures on the courthouse in OMA, which is going to have to take in all these extra cases, and the pressure is going to be felt there as well, you believe?
Yes, when I questioned the minister yesterday, one of my main points was about OMA. As an alternative courthouse, that's obviously now going to take the backlog of cases there. First of all, my main concern is that it doesn't allow for disabled access. So what's it going to do with those particular cases? And that's a major concern. The whole rationale behind this is to allow for the more modern courthouses to be used more. Well, OMA isn't a modern courthouse, although a fantastic building, fantastic at the heart of OMA. He really needs to take another hard look at this. But as I said, he's clearly made the decision, and I'm hugely worried that this is going to put OMA under severe pressure, as we've seen with the Laggan Side Court in Belfast when they closed a smaller court just some time ago.